Sports Betting Show. Come on, bye bye. Cool, red, no, bye. I'm Nix.
Ah, yeah, baby, Tony. Dogs, dogs, dogs.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Star Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
I got my hands up. We're playing football in the Conference USA.
Not in your head like, yeah.
Yeah, we're workshopping that one.
I like it.
Not bad.
I left
all worse. You've done worse.
I just realized I left all my picks up on stage, but I remember. There's only three games.
Grab them if you want.
No.
I got to. You can.
You going all three?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
I believe it's two dogs and a favorite if I fucking remember correctly.
Sounds about right.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, we are doing great. There was a preseason NBA basketball last night, and I think Victor Wembanyama is definitely going to be taking the place of LeBron after he retires as my favorite player, so I'm fantastic.
Ooh. Okay, I kind of like that.
Spurs, man.
That is very unhyped.
Yeah, Wemby's about...
Going from the Lakers to the Spurs?
No, I said favorite player. I'm not dropping the Lakers.
But okay,
so... You'll still be a Lakers fan when LeBron retires?
I was a Lakers fan when LeBron was in Cleveland and Miami.
Wow.
So Wemby himself was hyped. His personality, not very hyped. So I respect it.
Yeah. See, I don't give a shit about their personality. As long as you can play basketball and you're the best player on the floor, I'm going to root for you. Because you know what? You're probably going to be the one that everybody else hates.
Are you not a hype boy anymore?
Not a hype boy?
I'm pretty hype. Wait till the NBA season starts, boys.
What brand is that hoodie?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
Fucking champion. Fucking sick. Yeah. OG.
I don't know.
Not that hype. Gumpy, your hoodie actually seems more
hype.
Yours already is more hype.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Gumpy's outfits are always hype.
Yeah, I'm a hype man.
Yeah,
pretty old man at this point, to be honest.
How'd we do last night?
Clean sweep.
No, I missed.
You were a clean sweep.
Oh, yeah.
I was a clean sweep.
Braden.
Philly's first five and the under.
Yeah, the Dodgers and the Packers, the old firms.
Tell you what, I think we're just at a point now where we just have to look at teams like the Patriots and the Packers and take them for what they are now, the eye test.
Yeah.
As much as we want to think they're a storied franchise, they're just not good football teams right now.
Yeah. They're not the only ones. Like, I did think Jordan Love was going to lead them on a last-minute drive and win that game.
It was close.
Also, Jimmy G needs to realize he's not playing behind the Niners O-line anymore.
No.
Like, that O-line stinks, but maybe just get rid of the ball sometimes, Jimmy.
Yeah. I mean, the Raiders did seem like they were trying every possible
way. Josh Jacobs got going a bit.
A little bit. I mean, he had one long one, but still, like,
the amount of times murdering him in the backfield is absurd.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's his fault.
No,
that old line reeks.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The only time he actually gained yards is if he juked somebody out 3 yards behind the fucking line of scrimmage and either just got to the fucking regular line of scrimmage or he gained some yards.
Also,
come on.
First time in NFL history a horse collar saved the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mario wants that to be a touchdown. He wants it to be a red card.
Yep.
Because he was in.
Yeah.
Two free throws.
No.
I'm not vehemently against it if it's like inside the five or something.
Nah.
Touchdowns and touchdown and touchdown.
You got to fucking punch it in.
Yeah.
You get the penalty, you punch it in.
I need to see the ball cross that line.
That is true. There's a ton of that last night.
We could do a penalty shot where we have, you know, the running back on the five and then the linebacker or whoever you deem you want to be your defender 5 yards in the end zone.
Or like you said, red card. You're out of this drive, Marcus Peters. 10 men.
I would respect that. I like that one.
All right.
Over the drive. I was in high school soccer when you got a yellow card. You had to sit off for 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Ew.
I thought that was ours.
Yeah.
Tonight. Three Conference USA games, as Bruce said. Two MLB playoff games.
Baseball.
Phillies Braves last night was fucking electric.
Ooh, those Braves still got some fight in them, boy.
Yeah, they do.
I believe it was the first 8-5-3 double play to end a playoff game in baseball history.
And we have hockey tonight as well.
Drop the puck, boy.
Stick. Let's start baseball because I believe it starts first.
Yeah, 407.
A 407-er?
A 407 to start the night off in Minnesota.
20 minutes till first pitch. We are in Minnesota. Actually, the Astros are in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We're in Indianapolis.
Oh, yeah.
Christian Javier goes against Sonny Gray.
I love Sonny.
I will be on the Twins. First five money line here. I believe in Sonny, and I believe Sonny's been throwing that ball well. So we will see.
Yep. Put me down.
I really do hate to go against you guys in this fashion, but the Astros are 9-0 in the last nine times that Christian Javier has been an underdog.
Timeout. We got F's in the chat. It's going to reset it here, and we're going to pick up at 9-0. I feel like that's not what you were saying. You said something about 9-0.
He's 9-0 as an underdog in his last nine outings as an underdog. I think this is a massive. The Astros are the Astros, and the Twinkies are the Twinkies spot.
Time out.
You said you're going against us. Where are you going against us?
You guys are both on Sonny Gray.
First five.
Yeah, I like the Astros first five plus a half.
Oh, you are.
And full game.
Wow.
The plus 115 full game.
The only issue.
Teetering on play of the year.
The issue there is the Astros are the Astros. They would have never lost a game at home to the Twins.
Fair.
These
aren't just anybody's Twins. These aren't your fucking Twins. Used to lose to the Yankees in the fucking wild card every year.
They got Carlos Correa.
They got fucking Rocco Baldelli fucking managing Bruce.
And guess who's thrown out the first pitch?
Joe Mauer.
Oh, again. Yeah.
Run it back.
Every time.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit and cower in fear of going the Astros going into Target Field to steal one tonight.
Oh, you don't think it's going to be a little chilly?
I think it's
cold for the Astros.
It's a borderline.
Are they in Minnesota or Minneapolis? Where is
Minneapolis, Minnesota?
What do you mean? Or?
Sorry. I meant to say St. Paul.
Oh. I don't know. Good question.
Oh, it's 56 right now.
Ooh. Chilly.
Yep.
But you think the Houston Astros are going to be able to deal with that temperature?
The cheaters will figure out a way. They'll have some sort of tell.
What the hell is this?
Cheaters will figure it out.
They're not cheaters. The second game, Baltimore at Texas. Probably not as cold there. Kramer goes against Eovaldi. I don't want any of that one.
Yeah, Eovaldi. Big game, Eovaldi.
Okay.
Guy does not lose in the playoffs.
I can't believe our sweet baby, youthful, fun Orioles squad is about to get swept, but they probably are. I do think they go down swinging, and for that reason, I like the Orioles plus 1.5 full game, laying the 160.
Okay. And then we'll do the same as last night. We'll go Twins and Rangers, both first five plus a half with a little scroll there. That's a two-team parlay plus 154.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Yep.
Everybody likes it.
That's pretty. I mean, you're getting two favorites plus a half, first five, plus 155. Feels like.
With a 25% boost, to be honest.
Yeah, that's chaos, really.
Okay. Now let's go to Football Night in America. What have they deemed it?
Weekday Conference USA is what they're working
on. I was like, it's not bad last week, but I hate it.
Really? Yeah, it's bad.
It stinks.
It's not good.
Come on.
It's not bad, but it's not.
It's not good. Football Night in America.
It's like they sat meeting and they couldn't. Yeah, it's not Football Night in America. It isn't a cover of Party in the USA.
Which it could be.
Which it could be.
You're on fire.
Should be. Yeah, I'm going to figure it out for Conference USA. I don't know if I have it yet, but I'm going to find it.
Yeah, we will.
Bruce.
By the time action starts.
Because you got USA, you could do a play on USA, you could do a play on.
There's lots of options.
You could rhyme it with CUSA.
That's really their problem is that CUSA stinks. Like that acronym stinks.
Yeah. CUSA.
Really, the name Conference USA is kind of dumb.
Whoa.
What the hell?
You're going to bet against fucking Navy and Army too, Bruce?
All right. We got seven. Well,
it'd be cooler if they were both in it.
7:30 and 7:30. We start in Middle Tennessee, where we were last week, actually, when Jacksonville State went there as 3-point dogs and won. Louisiana Tech this week. They are?
3-point dogs.
3-point dogs. I'm actually going to take Louisiana Tech again. I took them last week and they did not cover. They fought valiantly to come back, but they did not cover by half a point last week. I will take them plus the 3 on the road, Middle Tennessee.
Yep, put me down for Tech plus 3.
Tech, and
yeah. So I was
a little, this one, Bruce.
I was a little worried that Louisiana Tech's a bit too obvious here.
Whoa.
But the prospect of the broken back at the hands of our beloved Jacksonville State
Team USA
Gamecocks is too hard to pass up. I'm on Louisiana Tech plus 3, but it is a half unit for me.
Okay.
A half unit.
Speaking of.
Yeah, now a full unit.
Oh, my God.
Team ride.
No, actually, not a team ride. I just had to look this one up because I didn't know if he was still the head coach, but Rick Stock still the head coach of Middle Tennessee State.
Yeah, he's been there for like... billion years.
Yeah, I won a fucking NCAA national championship on my Xbox 360 with him and his
with son Stockstill?
Playing quarterback. Yeah, his son was playing quarterback. He won a Heisman for me.
Update Stockstill's resume. National champion on Mitt's Xbox 360.
And they're going to cover minus 3 tonight because, I mean, they played Jacksonville State and they were destroying them. And then, I mean, Rich Rod had to do what Rich Rod does. We all know what he does. Comes back. And that's not his fault. That's not Rick's fault. Let's go Rick Stock still in the fighting, whatever these guys are.
Blue Raider. Kind of Rick's fault.
Huh?
Kind of Rick's fault.
Stock still?
He got outcoached.
Yeah,
No, Rick doesn't get outcoached. No. He might have been evenly coached.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Tech, and Middle Tennessee with the fighting Stock stills.
Oh, yeah.
Liberty goes. Liberty Bibbity.
Great program. Kind of a weird university. Great program.
5-0.
Goes to Jacksonville State.
5-1.
And our fighting Team USA's. I will take them plus the 7.5.
Yeah.
At home.
7.5.
Yeah, there's out there.
Shop around.
Bet Rivers plus 7.5.
What's Unibet saying?
Unibet NA.
Oh, geez. It took too much action.
Come on, Uni. Figure it out.
Yeah, I'll put me down for 7.5 too. If that's
seven at Caesars, six and a half. There's 7 at PointsBet as well. 6.5 everywhere else.
Yeah, catch that 7 and let it fly. Also, put me down for 18-1 at halftime.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
When Jacksonville State does go down 17-3 in this one. Maybe 27-3.
Just take it.
Don't worry. Yeah.
I hope that Rich Rod just recorded one of his halftime speeches so we can just run it back every time they get bow raced in the first half.
And then the final game of the night.
You said favorite.
Yeah, I did actually.
Wow.
Coastal is at App. So I guess that did give it away. I am on App minus the 4.5 at home. You know, this has been a really, really good rivalry
in
the
last few years.
Oh, no.
I will take App State minus 4.5.
Put me down for Coastal plus 5.5.
Oh, yeah.
That's out there, too. That's allowed.
Yeah.
I will break the tie and side with you, Tony.
Fucking bring it!
App State lost last year. I think they beat the shit out of them tonight.
I fucking can't wait.
Bring it on, Bruce. Bring it on, Bruce.
All right. Bruce, can you sit?
Bruce?
You?
I almost forgot even what the bit is.
Come on.
But it is fucking freezing in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skate.
I mean, not your best effort.
I can't believe you weren't thinking about that all day.
I got caught sleeping there. I forgot we used to do that.
My Lord.
We got so many new bits. I'm thinking about the Conference USA before the show, trying to figure out what the bit is there. I forgot about the bit.
It has been a while, boys.
It has been a while.
And it feels good.
Works been
itself. It feels great to be back.
Long, 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 long time. Welcome back, Nikki Skate.
How we doing? Hey, look at this. Look at this. You don't see this too often. In person, huh?
Drop the puck, boy.
There was some worry around here that you wouldn't be doing this year, but...
What?
Yeah, that was what Bruce said.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, Bruce was saying
it. Oh, that's what you said, Gump. No, I
never said we're literally about to drop the puck. We got 90 minutes till first puck drop down in Tampa. 5:30, yeah.
5:30?
Yeah.
Early one. Early bird special.
Hockey night in America.
2:30 on the West Coast.
Go get a nice steak dinner at 4 p.m. We'll catch the boat.
Actually, we would be remiss while we're talking about hockey not to just say T's and P's to Barry Melrose.
Yeah, that just came out. Very unfortunate. Bucci put that out that Barry is stepping away because of Parkinson's
diagnosis. Absolute legend. T's and P's to Barry.
Incredible ambassador for the game.
Thank
you, Barry.
Preds are at Lightning to start. We got the best odds for the Lightning are minus 155 at DraftKings. The best odds for the Preds, plus 136 at FanDuel.
Who's in net?
Pekka Rinne.
Jussi Saros is in net for the Preds. And Vasilevsky's on fucking IR. Yeah,
where do we go? Is it Murray? Surgery.
It's, I believe it's Jonas Johansson.
Joe Johansson.
Yeah, he played two games for Colorado last year. Won them both. But I don't think it's going to matter. I think the Preds struggle to score, and I'm jumping on the boat's money line right out of the gate.
Wow. No big rig, no Vassy.
The
old Bolt.
Are you doing hockey or what?
What the fuck is that?
I knew you were going to get upset with that question.
I'm out. I'm out on this one.
You're out on this game.
He's putting his feet up.
Yeah, I don't know what to.
5:30 early tip.
I died with Vassy and Big Rig here. I'm kind of. I need to see some things.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Stammer still on the net?
Stammer actually feels like he might want out as well.
What?
Wow. No talks. There's rumblings of a new extension.
Captain Stammer?
Yeah.
They still got Braden Point.
Still got Point. Still got Hagel. Still got Hedman. They're in a good spot. Still got
Kucherov.
Yeah,
Kucherov's there. That guy they traded 8 draft picks for at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
With 1 point.
Yeah. Death taxes bolts at home. Pull me down, pal.
Marty St. Louis there.
Coaching the fucking Canadiens, Tony.
He's got some other things he's worried about.
What
happened?
8 p.m. puck drop.
Connecticut legend.
Chicago Blackhawks against the Pens. If we're looking at just money line, Pens, best one you can get is minus 225 at points bet.
What's Uni?
Uni is minus 250 on the Pens. Best you could get for the Blackhawks is plus 205 at FanDuel Sportsbook. What say you, boys?
What say you? What's AI is last year I really bought into the Penguins hype, and I'm not saying, you know me, I am a homer, but I like to be an objective homer.
Sure.
So I'm going to pump my brakes a little bit this season. Now there's a lot of rejuvenated hope and excitement.
Can Jari play goalie or not?
That's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about Jari. I want to see Connor Bedard in action in his first game.
Bedard goes glove hand, it's just going in.
I was leaning Penn's puck line. But I'm just going to put my feet up for this one. No pick.
I got Guino's in 60, minus 140, please.
Is this kid a lock to score?
I don't know, but this is what I think is a lock.
Bruce, I don't want to cut you off, Mitt. I will come right back to you.
No, I'm going to.
How dare you?
How dare you, Bruce?
You know the answer to that question.
Yes.
No. There's nothing such thing, and you know it.
Let's just say if he doesn't score, Bruce. A lot of people are going to be like, wow, we really hyped this.
They're going to be pissed if he doesn't score 82 this year.
Yeah, me too.
I want him to score tonight, but what I found on DraftKings, and this is an odds boost on DraftKings, I think only, but it's plus 600 for Connor Bedard to have 6 plus shots.
How'd you see that one?
I fucking loved that bet.
Let's fucking go.
What do you mean how'd I see that
one? I saw on another website that's plus 105 or something.
Yeah. It is plus 164 on FanDuel.
Plus 136. I tend to think that mistakes have been made in that market.
You
don't say.
And who are we not to take advantage of, Bruce?
Yeah.
That's pile on.
That's what DK does. Yeah. What do you mean?
Do you have a shots on goal parlay?
No.
Okay.
He is a shooter.
I'll say
I'd rather do any other.
He's a trigger man.
Excited to announce this one. The Kraken go on to the Golden Knights. Banner night, obviously.
It is. Big night
for Golden Knights minus 162. You can find those best odds at
DK
Unibet. Out there, you didn't. I set that up for you.
I mean, I was fucking staring.
What?
Unibet.
You don't use Unibet? Phenomenal.
You got to shop around.
Best odds for the
I understand shopping around. Where are we? This is Aldi. This is the Aldi.
No, Unibet.
Come on.
Unibet.
Okay. Yeah, if you guys are vouching for it, I'll give it a shot.
Talk shit about the Hard Rock next.
The best odds for the Kraken are plus 142 at DraftKings. What do we think about fucking Banner Night, boys?
Oh, he's starting off with me. I know how Gump feels about this one. And the odds are stacked against him. I mentioned on Pat Show, Vegas has won 7 of 8 against Seattle. 6 of those games, they've won by 2 or more goals. That screams Vegas puck line. I'm going to take Seattle.
Whoa.
I'm going to take Seattle money line opening night. I think they showed a lot last year. I think Vegas partied their asses off this summer. And yeah, there'll be some buzz. There'll be some jump. That building is going to be going insane. But I think the Kraken can sneak in and steal one.
Do we know who's doing the horn? Is it Aoki or?
Mark Davis.
What?
If Mark Davis is doing the horn, I'm taking the Knights.
I don't know. I might have a change of
heart. It might be Hologram Al.
Oh.
Actually, that would make no sense because he was not ever in Vegas.
Who is doing this?
And it's not Mark Davis because he was at the airport last night.
Yep, flying fucking Southwest middle row.
Also,
where? Why is he leaving Vegas after the game?
He's fucking busy, dude.
Where is he going?
The trade deadline's at the end of the month. He's got meetings, dude. He's
got stuff to do.
Flying around.
He had to catch a connection through fucking Reno.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were on the Knights?
Yeah, it was a good run for the Knights. They won the Stanley Cup, and we went Monday Night Football last night. It was sweet. Say goodbye to the Cup, boys. You ain't getting it back. I hope you enjoyed
two Krakows.
If you haven't figured it out yet, Knights have made the list.
Yeah.
Dumpy is done with them.
I'm done.
What did they do?
I mean, you can't. It was the night before opening night.
What? He's upset that they were Monday.
He could have went to any fucking Raiders game, dude.
Yeah, do you think they retired? Do you think Wild Bill Carlson was tying on all
the
night?
The season starts today, boys. I don't know if you know, but you're saying goodbye to the Cup now.
They were awkwardly.
They wanted one last night with the Cup.
They were awkwardly chilling in the suites. We need to keep these dudes out of these awkward situations. We got the awkward commercial. We got the awkward sweet shot last night.
Oh, here we go.
Oh. Couple boys.
Yes!
Picking the crack house, and guess what? The Knights are on Gumpy's list.
No, I never
said that. Oh, yeah.
I thought we handled this.
I never said that. All I said was they should have went to a fucking different game. They should have been
one
there
last night with the Cup. The boys wanted to catch.
There was no need to do that. Raiders have played at home all year. What
prime time game did you want the Raiders?
Could have went to a Sunday game like a couple weeks ago.
I agree.
We're dropping the puck tonight, boys. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, Christ, no.
Carmine.
Stoner was at Hackison that last night and fucking, he wasn't going crazy. Probably got a little bite with the boys. You know, Marchie, I'm sure, was there as well. Jackie Aces, but I thought we fucking buried.
We did.
I thought once we got rid of the guy in goal who you didn't like, I thought.
Oh, you mean the next fucking Marty Brodeur?
No. You talking about Aiden Hill?
No, they had.
Aiden Hill is Komok's boy. He's good.
They had the one guy on Hockey Talk who said the next Marty Brodeur.
Yeah, Gary Lawless spoke lowly of Laurent Beaufoy. Gumpy did not take
Gary Lawless that. Tried to act like Jonathan Quick wasn't like a Stanley Cup champion, dude.
Guys, Gary Lawless also said a boat 1,000 times. So, I mean, that's neither here nor there. It's banner night.
Yeah.
Boys. You know what I mean?
Boys, we're talking about fucking banner.
Are the boys going to show up? I don't know.
The boys are. Stoner's going to show up? Is Stoner not going to show up?
I don't know.
Purely a value pick for me. I don't have this spite and agenda.
I understand the value pick, but what, need I remind you what Stoner did his fucking last game on the ice in T-Mobile Arena?
I remember.
These Kraken are a hungry squad.
I agree, but fuck them. It's banner night, for Christ's sake. Have you seen
the ring? Do you know who's ringing the horn? Is it Aoki or is it?
I hope it's not Aoki, because we got problems if fucking Aoki is who they're dragging on banner night.
To be honest.
It better be fucking Wayne Newton.
Who's ringing the horn?
Neil Diamond would be sweet. If it's not Wayne Newton, I will be.
Old is Wayne Newton? Is he alive? Is Wayne Newton still alive?
Well, yeah, his head is basically paper mache now, and a mixture of paper mache and plastic, but I mean, he looks good for his age. Hold on.
Asha Lavise just said the boys are buzzing. So I might.
Thank you, Asha.
I might have been wrong.
Thank you, Asha.
Is that who's doing the horn?
I might have been. We don't know.
No. Maybe fucking James G's doing the horn. Or the Condor.
Oh. Well, if it's the Condor, that would make sense.
We'll see.
This is going to be a show, to be honest.
It is. And yeah, am I going to probably just wake up tomorrow morning and check the ESPN app?
You'll catch the first 10 minutes of
10:30.
10:30 is a late one. That is a late one. But I got some fucking day-old Pizza Hut pizza in my fridge. I'm guessing I will be buzzing with the boys. We're going to win. Okay. So yeah, you guys can pick against them, but just know... Boys are going to be buzzing tonight.
I hope they are.
Is going to be rocking.
I hope they are.
Kraken's a tough score.
They are.
Good
luck out there. Enjoy it.
What happened to that thing?
Connor was finger fucking yesterday. Yeah.
Just leave it like that. That's perfect. Good job.
Hey, thank you.
Good luck out there.
Pre-game siren.
I can't find it. I figured it'd be on their Twitter.
It's not. Who's gonna?
If I remember correctly, I don't think they were big on announcing.
Yeah, they keep it under wraps.
No, they weren't like
that. Was the Canes?
They weren't like
the Canes love touting it as you should.
Nick, that shirt is sweet. Should I go tonight?
Thanks. I think you should go, bro.
Two nights. They're playing two nights.
Yeah, they're playing two nights.
Right? Yeah, they might be here all week.
Hell of a show too. Those guys sound the same as they did in 1976.
People smoking dope in there?
Who the fuck is
that? A lot of people sitting down. Very elderly crowd.
Gotcha. What did you just say?
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I'm just scrolling through people who did it last year.
You know the Eagles, dude. Yeah.
Pauly Shore, Josh McDaniels, fucking Shania Twain.
You don't know who the Eagles are?
We should just move on.
Yeah. It's good hockey.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you,
Nick. Good luck out there.
Good luck.
Go Kraken.
Good luck out there.
Go Toes!
Tony, I noticed something today that I just could not wait to bring up. The math game of the year has reared its ugly head.
Oh, even under and too many points?
Yes, we do.
Who is favored by 14 and the over-under's 37?
I was catching 10 at Wisconsin.
And the over-under's 36.
Yeah. How's
that is quite the math game, Bruce.
Yeah, that math ain't adding up.
So the over-under's 36?
I think it might be 37, 38.
37, and so they're expecting a, what,
21 to 16?
No, you said it was favored by 10.
Yeah. So but I'm saying the total.
27, 17.
You can't make the math work.
You can kind of make it work.
Well, yeah, you can, but it's not going to happen.
28, 17 is the math.
It's not going to happen, Tony.
Oh, I was covering 10.
Sorry, 28-17. Sure.
I was covering that 10.
You see, yeah,
I just did really bad math.
You're wrong. It's 22-16.
I was doing 40s math.
39.
Not 30s math.
Penn State's favored by 42.5.
Yeah, you just confused the shit out of me.
As I did, actually.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. 21-17.
24-14 is the math.
Yeah. Yeah. That's math.
Mm. That's the math.
Good stuff. Go Iowa.
Go out.
I could definitely see that. What was the Rutgers score? Can you remember last week?
24-15.
There it is. That's how they got the spread. They said Iowa's Rutgers. Here's the spread.
Rutgers favored by 5 this weekend at home against Michigan State.
Favored?
Yeah. As they should be. Rutgers.
Yes.
Rutgers is a good ball club.
These cool men's ends are disgusting.
Oh, 24-13, actually, Wisconsin. Still covered.
They are?
Yeah, they're the worst flavor.
That's not good news for me.
It's tough.
It's the classic noob flavor, though, Tony, so you're fitting right in. Because at first, they're fine. You're like, oh, some cool mint. And then you do it, you know, again and again and again and again and again. And then you realize that it's actually pretty gross.
It happens to a lot of flavors, I guess.
Yeah, it does.
Anything else for tonight or tomorrow?
No.
We'll break down the slate tomorrow night or tomorrow.
Tony, I got something for you.
I hope you do the right thing here.
This one's good.
I hope you do the right thing.
Get right to it. I'm going to poop myself.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, this is from one of the best hockey players of all time. You miss 100% of shots you don't fucking take.
You audibled. You had a great quote up.
You did the right thing.
Yeah, well, I didn't like that one, and I like this one
better. Hey, you did the right thing.
Wayne Gretzky.
Exactly.
No way, no.
Michael Scott.
Nope.
Michael Scott.
Wayne. Nope.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Wayne.
Right here?
Wayne.
Same time, same place?
Hell yeah.
Good.
Right here.
We got us. Twins already are up 6-0.
Holy
no way. Shit. You're fucking with me, right?
About to throw out the first pitch, though.
We got a runner on first.
Or the Astros?
Yes.
Oh, no.
All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.